You're listening to SBS News.
Every summer, Australia's firefighters struggle with the ferocity of bushfires. But when fires suddenly become firestorms, they can become deadly. University of New South Wales researcher Dr. Rachel Badlin explains what firestorms are.
A firestorm is really a fire thunderstorm, and that is the same as a normal thunderstorm, pretty much, except instead of being generated by a hot day and or a cold front, something like that, this is actually generated by the heat from a bushfire.
Dr. Badlin says firestorms are impossible to control.
They are the most dangerous manifestation of a bushfire, because what happens is when a firestorm starts, it can generate its own weather. So that means it can produce thunder and lightning. It can also produce even tornadoes. We saw that in 2003 in Canberra. And most dangerously for the firefighters are the winds, because they are erratic. The very strong downbursts of winds which come from any direction.
She says since 2001, Australia has had at least 50 confirmed firestorms, which have mostly occurred in Australia's southeast.
We think it's probably due to the terrain. So we've got a lot of rugged terrain, so mountainous areas that have a lot of fuel. And we think this is probably one of the main reasons.
Now, predicting these storms has become easier, thanks to research by scientists at the University of New South Wales in Canberra and the ACT Emergency Services Agency. Researchers found one of the key factors in a firestorm developing is the shape of the fire on the ground. Fires that maintain a regular circle shape are likely to have an even more intense build-up of heat and smoke in the core, because the circle shape protects the core from the outside air. That concentration of heat and smoke rises and disrupts the atmosphere and develops into a firestorm. Rugged terrain makes the fire worse and more likely to develop further. ACT Emergency Services risk analyst Rick McRae and Associate Professor Jason Sharples have used this finding in the development of a predictive model for firestorms. Professor Sharples at the University of New South Wales explains the trials.
So we looked at a couple of fire seasons across New South Wales and ACT and basically just applied the model, and basically we put out three warnings where the model said that this, you know, particular fire was likely to develop into a firestorm. Two out of those three instances actually did develop into firestorms, and we got one false alarm. So still a little bit of work to do in refining the model, but you know, the fact that we got the two which actually did develop into firestorms is promising.
The model correctly predicted abrupt changes in the 2018 fires around Leadville and Cassilis in New South Wales, which had already burnt through over 50,000 hectares of land. Professor Sharples says the model is now assisting the New South Wales Rural Fire Service to make big decisions.
It's kind of a complementary avenue, if you like. So a lot of the fires that we have, the vast majority aren't going to be, you know, aren't going to develop into firestorms. These fairly rare events, but they're high impact events. So what's going on at the moment is, you know, you have this extra level of triage that you can, you know, appeal to when you have, you know, a whole lot of fires on the day. You can start to look at the whole landscape, you know, the way the weather's going to evolve through the day, and pick out which ones are the more likely to develop into firestorms.
They hope the model will soon be picked up by other firefighting agencies for trials elsewhere in the country. The researchers predict firestorms are only going to become more common as climate change takes effect. Dr. Rachel Badlin says the model could eventually be used globally.
Nowhere in the world is anyone operationally predicting them. And the reason this is, I guess, top of the list is because as we cannot control or suppress that fire when it turns into a fire thunderstorm, we need to evacuate. And obviously, the better we can predict down the track, the more likely we are for the fire service to hopefully get the opportunity to evacuate early. And also, it's a case of not putting firefighters, sending them into an area where they cannot control it.
Professor Sharples agrees, saying the ability to predict a firestorm would mean lives can be saved.
On a day when you've got, you know, hundreds of fires burning and, you know, responses, you know, resources are limited, it gives you that extra ability to say, well, you know, these are the ones that we really need to focus on, you know, think about what we're going to do with our resources, where we're going to deploy them, you know, where we may not want to deploy them for, you know, reasons of firefighter safety, but also, you know, giving out community warnings, deciding when evacuations need to take place.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.